Today we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. We are holding already on Daf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. We are at Levi Ikla, on the top line of Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Levi Ikla Lebavel, Bechad Sar B'Tishrei. Levi, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, had reason to be in Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei, based on at least the Cheshbon of the Bnei Bavel, because the Bnei Bavel, who didn't receive the Shluchim to let them know when to be Mekadesh, when Bezin was Mekadesh Chodesh Elul, were no to consider that Bezin were Mekadesh the Chodesh on the 30th day of Elul, because there was some Mech on the Rove that most of the time Elul is 29 days and not 30 days. So their Yom Kippur was on the 10th day after the 30th day of Elul, meaning starting to count from the 30th day of Elul, their Yom Kippur was on the 10th day after that. But Omar, Basim Tavshil de Bavloi, Biyomar Rabba de Marava, the Tavshil of Bnei Bavel is very sweet and good for eating on Yom Kippur of Eretz Yisrael, meaning the Bnei Bavel are eating bread and enjoying delicious meals on the day that in Eretz Yisrael they're observing Yom Kippur. Because even though it's true most years Elul is only 29 days, but this year it happens to be that Elul was 30 days, and therefore Rosh Chodesh was on day 31. So on the day that was the 11th day from the Cheshbon of the Bnei Bavel was really the 10th day for the Cheshbon of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So Amri Le, the Bnei Bavel said to him, Asid, be made in front of us that in fact Bezin was Ma'aber and Eretz Yisrael the Chodesh, and that day 31 was really Rosh Chodesh, and then we'll be Noheg based on your Eidus, and we'll be Makabel Yom Kippur, and we won't eat. Amr Lahu, so Levi said back to him, Lo Shemati Mepi Bezin Mekudash. I wasn't there when Bezin sat and convened and discussed this, so I therefore never heard them actually declare that Mekudash HaChodesh. And in Chodesh Nisan and Tishrei, Shluchim don't go out and let people know when Rosh Chodesh is, unless they actually heard Bezin say those words, Mekudash. So I can't be made because that Bezin was Ma'aber the Chodesh. I'm not allowed to. I didn't hear the words Mekudash. Machriz Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan announced, Kol Heicha Dematu Shluchim Nisan V'Lamatu Shluchim Tishrei. Any place that the Shluchim were able to arrive at in Chodesh Nisan, but they would be unable to arrive at in time in Chodesh Tishrei, because in Chodesh Nisan they can go throughout the week, they could travel the whole time up until Pesach, except for Shabbos, whereas in Chodesh Tishrei they obviously can't travel on Rosh Hashanah, they can't travel on Yom Kippur, so they're going to be behind by a couple of days, they're going to be behind by 3 days. So the Avdu Treyome, in those places they should make, even on Pesach, 2 days Yantiv, even though they know when Bezin is Koveya, the Chodesh in Eretz Yisrael, on Pesach. Why? Gzeira Nisan Atu Tishrei. We have a Gzeira by Nisan, that lest they do lest they come to make only 1 day by Tishrei, we have a Gzeira that they should make 2 days by Nisan as well. So I guess we have two main points to be here already. Main point number one is that even if someone knows that in Eretz Yisrael they were Ma'aber the Chodesh, he can't testify unless he heard the words Mekudash. And the second main point is that even in those places where they're aware of testimony in Nisan, they have to keep 2 days of Yantif if they wouldn't be aware in Tishrei, if they're too far away to have been made aware in Tishrei. Rabbi Aibo bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, two Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan, Iklu lahu asr davumatu shluchei nisan lamatu shluchei Tishrei. They went to one of these places, these in-between places, where the shluchei nisan would have arrived, but the shluchei Tishrei would not have arrived. Va'avdi chad yoma, and the people in that place were making only 1 day of Pesach, not 2 days of Pesach. V'lo amrulu v'lo midi. And Rabbi Aibo bar Nagri and Rabbi Chia bar Abba didn't say anything to them, he didn't try to correct them. Shama Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan heard that his Talmidim were in such a place, and they didn't try to correct him. The Ikbar, and he got very upset. Why didn't you object to this behavior? So Amr Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmidim, Lav Amri Lahu, haven't I told you, Heichu Dematu Shluchim Nisan V'Lamatu Shluchim Tishrei La Avdu Trei Yomi Gezeira Nisan Atu Tishrei? Don't you remember when I taught you in Shir that if you come across such a location where the Shluchim Nisan would have time to arrive, but the Shluchim Tishrei would not have time to arrive, that they still have to make 2 days Pesach? So he got upset that they didn't inform the townsfolk of that halacha.
Rava, who lived in Bavel, have a ragel of a Yosef b'tanisa treyomi, would normally fast 2 days Yom Kippur because he wasn't sure whether Bezin was ma'aber chodesh el or not. So Yom Kippur, he wasn't sure which day was Yom Kippur. Zimna chadish takach kavasei. And one time it turned out that he was actually right, that they found out that the second day that he fasted, when no one else was fasting, was really Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael, because Bezin that year happened to have been an anomaly, and Bezin was ma'aber chodesh elul. Rav Nachman Yasa b'tanisa kol yom di kippur. Rav Nachman would fast every Yom Kippur la'orta asahu gavra. I mean, was fasting the whole day of Yom Kippur la'orta that evening asahu gavra. A person comes amrlehu and says to Rav Nachman l'machar yom rabba b'maravi. You should know tomorrow's really Yom Kippur in Eretz Yisrael because the Beis Din was ma'aber the chodesh. Amrlehu mehecha'at. So he says, where are you from? Amrlehu midamharia. He says, I'm from a place called Damharia. Amalei Rav Nachman said to the guy, Dam Tehei Achariso, that blood should be his end, meaning a play on words of Damharia, that I'm going to die because of you, because of Damharia, because you caused me that I'm going to have to fast another day, and fasting 2 days in a row is not so easy. Kari Alei, so Rav Nachman said about this guy, Kalim Hayu Rodfeinu, that the light ones chase after us. So he had tainas on him that he shouldn't have let him know. Or maybe he had tainas on him that it was already nighttime. Could be that he had already broken his fast, so you should have let me know earlier. Shalach le'Rav Huna Barav and le'Rava. Kad chazis demashcha tukufas tevis at shitzer b'nisan. When you see that tukufas tevis is going to extend until the 16th day of Nisan, and the 16th day of Nisan, tukufas Nisan starts, ibrala hi shata. You should be ma'abr that year, add an adar sheni. V'lo tachushla. And don't worry about this psak and say that it's a das yachid. T'chsiv shamar is chodesh ha'aviv, shamar aviv shal tukufas, that the Aviv Shal Tkufa, which is Chodesh Nisan of Tkufas Chama, should be Chal at the beginning of Chodesh Nisan of the Levana. The solar year and the lunar year have to coincide, have to work together. So when the Levana is Mischadeshas in Chodesh Nisan, and that's until Yudal B'Chodesh, since until that day it's called New Moon still, but after Yudal it's already no longer called a New Moon. The Moon stops to grow, it starts to diminish, and therefore, if Tkufas Nisan of the solar year is Chal on the 15th day of Nisan of the lunar calendar, so you could be Ma'abr Chodesh Adar to add 1 day. And then Tkufas Nisan is going to fall on Yudal Nisan. But if Tkufas Nisan is the 16th day of Nisan, it's not going to help to add just 1 day, and that's why they're going to have to be Ma'abr the Shana, they're going to have to add a full month. Amlu Rav Nachman lahanu nachose yomer. Rav Nachman said to certain people who traveled by boat, Atun zolo yadisu b'kiva d'yarcha. You guys who don't know how to establish the calendar, that you haven't heard when Bezin is Makadish l'chodesh, so there's a simple simon you should have to know when Pesach is. Ki chazisu siyara d'mashlim l'yoma. When you see the moon until morning time, that all night the moon is shining, and only at morning, at Netzachama, it starts to become invisible, that's a simon that it's the middle of the month, because at the beginning of the month, the moon is only mayor very little at the beginning of the night, and each day it adds a little bit more, until right in the middle of the month where it shines all night long. So since you see that it appears until Netzachama, that's when you know that it's the middle of the month. Ba'iru chamira, and then you should destroy all chametz. Emas mashlim, when are they mashlim? When does that happen, that the moon stays all night until Netzachama? B'chamesar, on the 15th day of the month. So frankly, Gemara, so aren't they going to be a little late if he's giving them the simen? V'me'ar besar mevarinan. We're mevar chametz on Yom Yudalid. How could the Yordayam know that Yudalid had come if they're looking at this simen, which only happens on Tezvav? So Gemara says, no, the Ditu, the Megalu Alma, me'ar besar mashlim. For the Yordayam, where they see the entire, they have such a clear view of the sky, already on the 14th they're able to see the moon throughout the night. So that's actually a good enough sign for those who are Yordei Hayam. So I guess we'll make a main point out of this, that for those who travel in the sea and don't know when it's time to destroy the chametz, since they have a very clear vision, when the moon stays out all night until Netzachama, that's when they destroy the chametz. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up Chafalf and Beis at the Mishnah.